Acquired Taste podcast. I am here, and I'm here with my girlies, Kathleen.
Hi.
And Bethany.
Hello.
And yeah, this is your weekly reminder that all those weird thoughts and experiences you have, the rest of the world has too.
Yes.
We just like to talk about it.
Hi, Sam.
Hi.
I figured we should also introduce you.
Oh, yeah, I'm here as well.
Wait, does that mean so when you guys eat corn, it also... Wait, never mind.
No. That's just you.
Let's not go
there.
It just
happens once.
Can we just give a shout out to Screw Top Lids?
Because
because I just knocked over my Diet Coke, and thanks to it being a bottle, nothing was ruined.
I can't wait for you to open that now.
Recyclable plastic.
Recyclable plastic.
Because it didn't break.
So we've got like a weird case of the not here brain.
Yeah.
I think all three of us are experiencing, because as you probably know, we were off last week, and that includes Labor Day, which is yesterday.
Which is refreshing, a 3-day weekend.
I know.
Hello. That was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
But then we're all, you know, we record every day at the same time, and we were all kind of ready to record tomorrow because we all kind of thought today was
Monday. But it's not. It's Tuesday. Fun fact, it's Tuesday.
Hey.
But it makes me very excited for tacos.
Yay!
For dinner.
Taco Tuesday.
It's not Meatless Monday. It's Taco Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I'm so off. So I don't remember doing the show this morning. Because that's always scary. So I had a cold a couple weeks ago or last week, and then flying home from vacation kicked the cold back into my head again. So I had this leftover cold medicine from when I was really sick, and I took it, and that was Sunday night. I slept basically all day yesterday, and I'm still suffering with medicine head today.
Oh, goodness.
So
gracious.
I don't remember much.
Wait, that sounds kind of lovely. There are a lot of things I would like to not remember.
I'll give you some of the cold medicine if you want. Like, it's apparently ripe.
I know it's horrible when people are like, oh, so-and-so went to rehab. But rehab to me sounds like a really long, nice, refreshing nap.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what must be exactly what
right?
it is.
Take away the withdrawal shakes and the rage feelings.
Yeah, you like talk about your feelings. You go for walks in the woods.
I will say, as someone who's... So I have anxiety, and I had to go through like an anxiety treatment program, and it was a couple of weeks. It was delightful.
Right?
And there was a lot of hard work that went into it, and a lot of crying, and my family had to come to meetings and stuff, but like we also got to color.
Yeah.
And we also got to like work out, and I mean, there were times that I'm like, this is okay.
So kind of like it forces you to do things that you would enjoy but would just never really take the time to do if you weren't forced.
Yeah, pretty much. In addition to the crying and withdrawals and the all that stuff, you know, whatever it is that you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like the hikes.
There's rec time.
Yeah, there's the rec time. You get to color mandalas.
You get to read.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You had me at mandalas.
Yeah, I get to color your mandalas.
My gosh. Now I'm not too, you know, worried about the inevitable freak out that I feel like everyone knows is coming from me at some point, because there's a mandala at the end of the rainbow.
If you can go through the depths of despair and plummet down that cliff, there's a mandala waiting for you.
This is all I need.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, clearly, again, we were on vacation last week. So we thought it might be fun this week to talk about vacation, but in the bad way.
Yeah.
What are the really crappy things that have happened to us or that we know about from other people on vacation, which is supposed to be like one of the best weeks of your year?
Yeah, I think anybody with siblings has gone through the car ride somewhere far away with all of the siblings in the back seat kind of situation, or you've gone on vacation with friends who you've never traveled with before and that doesn't turn out to be great,
or parents who lie to you about where you're going.
I'm really excited for Kathleen's contribution.
Yeah,
right.
I feel
now.
Like Kathleen has a story. Do you want to go first?
Sure. I don't remember if I've told this story on the podcast before, and forgive me if I have, but one summer my father was like, okay, everybody in the car, and I don't think he actually knew where he was going, but we just all assumed it was Disney because they were keeping a secret from us, but he actually drove us to the L.L. Bean store in Maine instead.
Get the hell out of here.
This is how you became you.
And we get out of the car and there's the big boot, you know, like the very famous duck boot. I'm like, this isn't Disney.
Oh my god, you guys just came to the conclusion and we're talking amongst yourselves like, Disney.
Yeah, my brother and I were in the back of the car convinced convinced we were going to Disney, and we show up in Maine, Freeport, Maine instead.
How long was the drive?
Oh, it's like 6 hours, but I was so young, I had no concept of how long it took to get anywhere.
So then once you go to the L.L. Bean store, then what happened?
And then we went shopping.
Wasn't there a closer one?
No.
Between here and Maine?
No, back then it was catalogs only. Since then, L.L. Bean stores have open locations around the country.
Yeah.
But yeah, and my dad was a big fan of the catalog, apparently. So much so to take us to the store.
Okay, now be honest, Kathleen, yeah. Because we've talked about how the L.L. Bean catalog is like porn.
Yeah, full of hot guys.
Oh, hot guys. Now, would you rather go to Disney World or the L.L. Bean store?
L.L. Bean store. Yeah. Okay, hello, their signature collection is actually pretty wearable.
It's pretty nice.
Like, now that would be a surprise for you. We'd be like, we're taking you to the L.L. Bean store!
Like, yeah! Yeah, but back then it was pretty disappointing. And I tweeted about it once, and it got picked up for a Huffington Post story about, like, failed vacation.
That's so cool!
That is fabulous. Yeah.
Speaking of L.L. Bean, thanks to us talking about L.L. Bean and the lumber sexual men who are in it, I am now friends with a guy on Instagram whose name is Mr. Zach SP, who is a L.L. Bean male model.
Ooh, is that his handle?
Mr. Zach SP. Let me make sure that's what it is.
Ooh, is he lumber sexual? I'm just picturing he needs to have facial hair.
He does.
There's this really great blog called My L.L. Bean Boyfriend. Oh my God, he's so hot. Mr. Zach SP.
How you doing?
Yeah, he's also really nice.
I will get into your flannel anytime, Mr. Zach.
Wow. It's Zach with an H, Mr. Zach SP.
He chops wood in the one piece underwear.
Yeah. Oh yeah, but he's also gentle and kind to the woman.
So there's this blog called My L.L. Bean Boyfriend, and I don't know who runs it, but they cut out the pictures of the guys from the catalog, and then they write captions like, Zachary went out early to cut fire for the wood, where he boiled you a homemade cup of hot chocolate and said, hey Sarah, let's make love on this rug while I massage your feet. Like, they come up with the most ridiculous captions, like, Ben just looked over at me and said, I love you so much, let's make a pie. Like, their captions are literally everything I ever want from life and a man.
What a soft porn.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. The L.L. Bean male models are like, because they're rugged, you know that they could like open your jar of pickles without struggling, right? But they would also use that same weathered hand to smooth the hair down across your cheek.
And build a log cabin,
but make sure you were sheltered from the wind and protect you from the axe murderer, but also know exactly the way that you love to be held.
Could I have a pet oxen with him too?
Yes.
Yes,
can
you
the
could.
Oxen bark in my story?
Yeah. Yes. And you guys are going to go to the farmer's market too.
Of course, but he will carry the giant bag of arugula.
Oh, he actually has a stand there at the farmer's market.
Oh yeah, actually, he does carrots three ways.
God, I want to have sex with this man.
This is someone that's hypothetical and just completely fictional, and I'm excited and nervous to talk to him, and it's nothing that will ever happen.
I know.
I'm antsy right now.
I can't even meet him ever because he's perfect.
Because he also doesn't exist.
I just want to see him naked in his duck boots.
I know. Can you imagine if it, oh my God. And then one day, like, you've not met him yet, but you know that, like, you're oh my God, you're lost in the woods. I'm about to take you into my number one fantasy.
Okay, let's go.
I'm closing my eyes. Okay.
It's weird because I'm running through the woods. I'm lost. I'm lost and scared, and I'm being chased by someone. They're far enough back that it's not imminent danger, but I'm still being chased. I'm somehow only wearing a white corset and a white petticoat.
I'm listening.
Running through the forest, and I trip and fall, as you are wont to do in the forest.
Yes.
And I find a rock, and I huddle. I huddle behind the rock, so I'm hidden, but I'm cold, and it's raining now all of a sudden in the forest, and I'm so cold, and I'm huddled in my corset and my petticoat.
Your eye makeup's on point, but you have a little bit of dirt smeared on your cheek. I see it.
Exactly. Thank you for picking up on that.
But your lipstick still looks perfect.
It's on fleek, my ladies. It is on fleek. And then all of a sudden, I hear a crunching, and I am terrified and scared because I don't know who it is. And then out of the distance, I see a large man wearing L.L. Bean duck boots, and he comes, and I am so scared, and he is rough, but I can tell there's a kindness in his eyes, and he picks me up because he is very, very strong. He is a very strong man, and he carries me back to his hovel where he has stew on the fire, and he has a tiny but warm, cozy bed that he lays me on without a word. And I am still scared because he might be a beast, but he brings me a blanket and he says, here, you are shivering, you must change into this. And then I'm like, I don't know if he's going to look at me naked, but he averts his eyes while I take off my petticoat and put on the blanket. And then he feeds me stew and he lets me sleep in the bed and he sleeps on the carpet.
Wait a minute.
What?
This is an episode of Outlander.
Damn it, you're right. Is this a real thing?
The Starz original series Outlander, based on the books.
Starring Sam Heughan.
I see this entire cottage, and definitely the bearskin rug is a bear that he captured himself, but when he killed the majestic beast, he thanked it and used all of its parts for things that were necessary in life.
Exactly.
I'm okay with my head. I'm all right with his sacrifice.
And then he bit you and turned you into a vampire, and you had a child named Esmeralda.
Renesmee.
Oh my gosh.
I apologize. This podcast went far off the rails into my sexual fantasies. So I'm really sorry about that.
I share your sexual fantasies.
Or, guys, all right, hippie out coming over here. Maybe we're just manifesting this human. And when Bethany eventually says, guys, I think there's someone I have to introduce you to. And this burly man in his lumberjack outfit and somehow, you know, weathered face with dirt, even though we're in the city.
Yeah.
Because he just had to come from your fantasy.
Wait, I've seen this episode before. This is Sex and the City.
Damn it.
Are you dating Aiden?
Can you imagine this all happens? I'm lying in his cozy bed. He's on a bearskin rug. I ask him what his name is, and his name is Xander, so we can never date.
No.
That's the problem.
So I'm like, oh, you're perfect, except.
Xander's kind of...
Nope.
No, I'm down on Xander. It flows off the tongue, which is what most bothers me.
Xanders are meant for Buffy's only.
Yeah.
I'm down on it. Okay, here's the thing, because my friend's dating someone and he's wonderful and he's perfect and I love him and she loves him and she lost me with him for a while because his name is Randy. And I can't... I call him Reginald because I feel like it flows off the tongue more and it's kind of sexier.
Wait, is that what Randy is short for?
No, his name's Randy.
Sam just gave him a different name.
She's describing, the first time I hear about him, oh my gosh, he's like 6 foot. He has this great body. You could tell he grows full facial hair, but he shaves it just because it's more professional. For our third date, he took me to Florida for a weekend because he was sent there for a work trip for this concert thing. He does this, that, and the other thing. He's so manly and creative and sweet. And like, oh my gosh, this guy sounds fantastic. And she goes, yeah, Randy's the best guy. I'm like, whoa.
Record scratch.
Let's turn the mains down a tad there, Sandro.
Friend whose mom called her father only by his last name because she didn't like his first name.
What was his first name?
Joaquim.
Joaquim.
She didn't like Joaquim.
So. Unless he's followed with Phoenix.
My dad's first name is Dale, and my mom called him Gabriel for the first like 6 months they dated because she didn't like the name Dale.
That's so funny.
Why are Gabriel names such a big deal for us?
They are a little bit.
They are. Totally.
I don't know. And then you have the people who have, I almost said monosexual, who have names that go both ways.
Yeah.
Have Jamie. Jamie and like Taylor. And Dana. Then you have people who date their own name, like when Taylor dated Taylor.
Yeah. I don't swipe right on guys that are named Sam.
Really?
I don't want to say my name in bed. I say my name usually when I'm frustrated at myself. Why would I also want to confuse that with a boner?
Imagine that wedding invitation. Sam and Sam invite you. Cordially invite you.
I would be that to put like a picture of a salmon and another salmon. And then I'm like, my funny friends will figure it out and everyone else will just be confused as to the wedding. Sam and salmon.
By the thing, my favorite thing is that anytime any of us swear, Sam, who's doing the recording, has to reach over and mark it so she knows where to cut. So every time we swear, it's a little bit of extra work for her.
Yep.
So if we say tap tap or or balls or
see, we're all appreciating your creativity, but anyone's gonna hear is
or
ooh.
Anyway, carry on.
That's a big one.
Thank you.
Pun intended.
Thank you.
I mean, depending.
Well.
If it's the man we're talking about, yes, huge one.
Do you know that Durex is making eggplant-flavored condoms?
Eggplant? No, they're
not. Okay. So they tweeted out. They tweeted out. And actually, I'm kind of behind this. And all of the English fans were confused. Eggplant? What is eggplant?
Well.
Aubergine-flavored. Is it aubergine? I can never remember. So they're making eggplant-flavored condoms. So, yeah, you know, speaking of...
Yeah. Tap it.
Thanks, I would have lost that one.
Yep.
Wait a minute. I don't... Okay.
Because of the emoji being the...
Yeah, no, I get it. I've just never done a flavored anything. And I'm just picturing any condom flavor I imagine is rubber plus.
Yeah.
Plastic plus.
It's going to taste, it's going to taste inauthentic.
Yeah, and now I'm just picturing like getting a eggplant from like a vending machine where you take it out of the plastic, like a honey bun where it still tastes like a honey bun, but it's also rubbery plastic.
Like, is it roasted? Is it balsamic glaze? Because have you ever bitten to an eggplant? That is sour.
Yeah, I don't. Wait, click.
I don't. Yeah, I don't even know if I know what an eggplant tastes like by itself.
It's a little bit bitter, but I think it's all part of a campaign to have safe sex emojis.
Okay.
Because, you know, millennials who talk about sex most often talk about it with emojis and text messages. So.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of a cool thing.
Okay. All right. I feel better about this whole thing. Yeah. My brain just like kind of like, you know, a record when it skips.
Yeah.
It's just that's what happens.
I'm hoping the next flavor will be rhubarb.
Oh, delicious.
Yes.
Don't eat the leaves. Poisonous.
Poisonous.
Yes. You'll die after,
Usually doing that. They encourage you to play with the leaves, but you're not allowed to on this
one. No leaves.
I'm taking notes.
Anyway, back to vacation.
Vacation.
Jesus, what's wrong with us?
No, that one was my fault because I got turned on by L.L. Bean.
I see. Never mind. Yeah. I just want to sketch your story. I'm going to call some people and have them listen to the podcast.
So you guys had disastrous vacations as well?
I've had bad moments on vacations. I took this one vacation with my mother, a friend, and her mother, and we had never all traveled before, and the mothers had never met, and it was oil and water.
Oof.
It was my mom trying to hold her tongue with how obnoxious the other mother was, and the other mother kept doing that thing where, like, she finishes your sentence for you, but she finishes it so incorrectly that you're just like, shut up, just shut up. Just shut up. It's like, oh, I love it when you wake up in the morning and, you know, you hear the sound of toast in a toaster? No.
Yeah, no.
No.
Because I'm the same way.
Because I feel the same way too. Let's hug. It was like,
oh my gosh.
My mom and I spent the whole time just drunk, just wasted.
Which is a nice byproduct.
Yeah, I mean, you know, brought us closer together,
I guess.
Yeah. What about you, Samama?
I've had one crappy vacation where, you know, there's that one, like you said, Bethany, siblings. Like, we all have that thing where your siblings can get you lit like no other human in the world. So, one of my sisters had something that she knew really, really bothered me. And if it was like just, you know, that just waiting for it to be brought up. And it was like a year of no one talking about it. And then we had a little bickering thing in Aruba. And she goes, yeah, well, at least I never. And then she brought it up. And I was in my room for like 2 days straight. I'm like, that's it. I'm not going on any excursions. Tell the dolphins I said hi. I'm sitting back in the room. Don't you look at me, Farrah. You know that what Dominique said was wrong. And then everyone, like, that was a few days of that.
But Aruba's so beautiful.
It was so nice. And all I did was look at it throughout terrace because I was still a spoiled brat and my mom put us in a room with a terrace. But still, I was really pissed that Dominique would bring that up.
That crystal clear water.
And the best thing is it ruined your vacation and really no one else's.
Exactly. My parents had one less child to worry about. Like, they got to save money. Like, everything else was perfect. They tried to coax me out, and I think I'm doing everyone else a disservice. I'm like, no, I'm staying in here, and you'll have to enjoy your 48 hours without me. And they're like, please, no. Okay, bye.
It's like holding a grudge. They say holding a grudge is like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die.
Oh, that's a good, I've seen that meme.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
I went on a vacation once where my brother used to live in Hawaii. He's in the Navy, and I'm in the cab to the airport, and he goes, I've just been called out on an emergency mission.
Oh my gosh, I remember this.
And I was heading to Hawaii for my birthday to spend my birthday in Hawaii with him. And so I spent the whole week by myself in his empty apartment. And on the day of my birthday, I went out for dinner and I just end up in tears over my mahi-mahi sandwich. And the waiter is like, can I do anything for you? And I'm like, it's my birthday. And my brother is very honorable. And I've had too many Mai Tais. And I'm alone in Hawaii. Which actually ended up being like an okay trip. I did some fun things on my own. But that one day of being on vacation alone on your birthday, not the best.
No.
Oh,
yeah. You had too many Mai Tais. Crying over your mahi-mahi.
And then the fish comes back a little overcooked. And you're like, oh, God, kill me.
Do you know, if you guys ever need an excuse to get out of anything, the most awkward thing to say to someone is, and I used to use this in college, I'm sorry, I have food poisoning. I ate bad mahi-mahi.
It's so perfectly specific.
Yeah, because they're never going to question you about it.
Oh, I like that. I like that very much. Yeah,
I like that too.
Now I'm going to put it in my back pocket, but I can't use it on either of you, is what I'm getting from this.
No, that's the thing. You can't. Well, no, unless you actually do, and then we're going to call you a dirty liar, and you'll be crying as you vomit.
But I actually eat a lot of fish, so this might be true. Yeah. Don't discount the mahi theory just yet.
No, it's true.
I think it's a scientific thing.
Well, this has been fun. Yeah. What the hell's wrong with us?
Wait, did you guys go on vacation last week?
Yes, kind of. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where'd everybody go?
I spent 3 days in Cape May with a college friend, and then 3 days in Cleveland with Coaster Boy Josh and Elvis's assistant Andrew.
Ooh, Cleveland!
Oh, so much fun.
My sister had her bridal shower.
That's
so
right.
I was home with family, getting pampered by mom, and doing bridal shower stuff. What about you, Kathleen? Where'd you go?
I went up to the Finger Lakes, upstate New York, and I went wine tasting up there. There's like a great wine country up there. It's very cool.
Were you drunk the whole time?
I was, yeah. I've literally been drinking 5 glasses of wine a day for the last 10 days. So mama's drying out right now.
You're good on antioxidants. I'm good. Is what I'm getting from this conversation.
It's a good way to put it. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Well, all right. Again, you're welcome, and I apologize. Like, we're just kind of nuts.
Yeah.
But it's been fun. Mm-hmm. All right. So how about we wrap up our tradition? What's one thing you guys learned this week whilst on vacation?
I learned that, you know, I say one of my most common sayings is that I will eat anything if it's deep fried. I found the thing that is not as delicious deep fried as one would think it is.
What?
A block of cheese.
So,
I'm hungry now. I didn't even hear what you said.
A block of cheese. So I went to the Minnesota State Fair, the great Minnesota get together when I was home, and they have everything on a stick like most state fairs do. And they had blocks of cheddar cheese that were about the size of a deck of cards.
Okay.
With a stick in them, they dip them in batter and then they deep fry them. Oh. So when you bite into it, it's like the corn dog batter on the outside, and then it's just cheese.
Lots of cheese.
It sounds like it would be amazing, right?
Yeah.
It really, somehow, it was good, but it wasn't as amazing as I wanted it to be. The cheese somehow, like dissipates. Like, it disappears. There wasn't as much cheese on the inside as I wanted.
Maybe they fried it for too long.
Yeah, it has to be them, because this sounds glorious.
I know. But this also proved there really isn't anything I won't try.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it is just a block of, and it's not a little amount of cheese. It is a large amount of cheese. That's not as good as you would think.
I'm disappointed.
I know, I was
too. It's like you tell me Lumberjack Man's not great in bed. Like,
yeah,
just something I'm so looking forward to, and now I'm let down.
Like, he cries and snores when you have. But no, I mean, and again, I would eat it again.
Yeah.
Because it is cheese at the end of the day.
Like, you could put it, maybe like cut it into pieces and put it on more cheese.
Yeah.
Fried cheese on cheese is the only way to improve cheese.
Yeah, if you could sprinkle some cheese on it, it'd be great.
Go big or go home.
Yeah. Hell
yeah.
What about you guys? What'd you learn this week?
I learned that, and this is kind of a really interesting fact. We know so much about the Civil War because Ulysses S. Grant got cancer, and he was asked to write his memoirs, of which a lot was about the Civil War.
Huh.
Isn't that interesting?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Kathleen, travel knowledge.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah, good job. Mm-hmm. What about you, Smam?
I learned that everything is more fun if you know about it. For example, we went to Cedar Point, which is this amusement park in Ohio, and it was so much fun. And I was with Coaster Boy Josh, so he has this crazy knowledge on coasters. And every time we were online, he would give facts about it. When it was built, controversy, how fast, how high, what else happened around the same time. They just built this coaster to try and piss off this amusement park because of that coaster. And I was getting jazzed to go on each one of these rides because I felt so... I'm learning so much about them. And it just made something... You know, who knew that something as simple as going on a roller coaster could be made more fun by Rainbow Star knowledge. The more you know.
I love that they had like controversy, like roller coaster controversy.
Yeah. Oh yeah, like one roller coaster had to make their ride like just 30 feet higher than one that already existed just to say they had the record. Like little things where if you were the other roller coaster, you'd be like, that son of a bitch.
Damn it.
This took years of planning, years of creating, and he just beat it. He stole my idea.
Is this like when Forever 21 steals very high-end designers?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it has to be the same thing. So if you're going to do anything, even if it's something silly and fun, just Google some stuff about it. Who knows what you're going to find? It might actually, if you're kind of lame like me, knowing about it might make it a little more exciting.
That that's awesome.
Very cool.
It was fun.
Good job, Sam.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, like Josh.
Well, thank you so much for listening to an Acquired Taste podcast this week. You can find us online. On Twitter, we are at Acquired Podcast. On Instagram, we're Acquired Taste Podcast. And on Facebook, we're at an Acquired Taste Podcast. Ladies, do you want to plug your personal social medias?
Sure. I am at Sam and Radio on pretty much everything you could think of.
Yes. I am at Webgirl Kathleen around the world on everything.
And I am Ms. Bethany Watson. That's MS Bethany Watson on Instagram and Snapchat. And then I'm Radio Bethany on Twitter. We will be back with you again next week.